You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As we left off with Josh Wilson from Florida High School Sports, football.com, we pick up in our second hour with somebody who's covered South Florida for a number of years and returns this year. We've had him on already a couple of times, and we will do so because he's very knowledgeable. He's up on everything. Andre Fernandez from the Miami Herald's kind enough to join us this evening. Dre, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Big time. And now it looks like I don't think South Florida is going to be as affected as the rest of the state in the first round, although there's no school tomorrow, which kind of hurts as far as preparation. Have you heard anything as far? I know there's a couple of Saturday games that were scheduled already, but does it look like everybody's going to go on time Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, I mean, so far I haven't heard much. I mean, yeah, the one concern would be that. I think more than anything, maybe the Palm Beach schools is the only thing I've heard when it comes to, you know, their games and possibly games where you have a few matchups, as you know, where Palm teams are playing Broward teams. So that could affect potentially the Friday schedule, only because I think Palm Beach, as far as I know, the Palm Beach schools have shut it down for tomorrow and Thursday. So they're going to be a little closer to this thing. So, you know, that could be something that could disrupt it a little bit. But, I mean, if they do, it's probably something that will get pushed into the weekend maybe a little bit. You might just end up having more Saturday games. I mean, I don't think anyone would want to have their game on Monday, since obviously that would be a really rough turnaround now in the playoffs for whoever would advance. So I think, if anything, expect maybe Friday and Saturday to be a little busier if this escalates and you have to – cancel an extra day.
Yeah, no doubt. You look at programs like Miami Central, obviously they're open up against St. Brendan. We're going to talk to Steve Smith. It's like being a 1 and a 16 in basketball, but when you think about it. Then you got Chaminade, which, as you said, will open up the 17th, because obviously there's not as many teams as in the 1M. And you got St. Thomas getting a chance to open up against Creek at home. American Heritage, you'll play Inlet Grove. Columbus, home game against Miami High. And Cardinal Gibbons will also, two-time defending state champions, get a game against Pinecrest. Talk about those teams, because those are basically the elite six teams, and I'm not leaving Miramar out of the mix, and they've played extremely well, or Ely. But those are the six teams when you're talking about possible state championship appearances that they talk about. Obviously, Central. I don't know if it's as it's a shoe-in as much as Chaminade would be to be in the state title game. But talk about those teams.
Yeah, not a shoe-in, I think, because of the fact of when you look at the road they're going to face. Because Chaminade, when you look at their path, you know, from the looks of it, Cardinal Newman looks like a big obstacle potentially in the regional final for them. But after that, it seems they should be able to get the state, honestly. And then, but if you look at Central, I mean, yeah, this week, like you said, that is a good example, a good comparison, probably like a 16 seed, you know, poor St. Brendan. I mean, they get their first ever district championship, and here's your reward. But after that, you look at what's coming. Central's going to have to face probably more than likely a Northwestern rematch and a Northwestern team that'll be, you know, better prepared this time around with their quarterback, Teron Dickens, back in the lineup. And then if they do clear that hurdle, then you've got potentially Booker T again, maybe, who played them pretty tough this year, you know, or possibly a Norland team maybe after that, maybe in that matchup. And then if they did get all the way to the state semis, there's no let up. Then it could be another, you know, team from up north. And then, of course, we're all thinking there's always the possibility of the finals I mean, 2M, it could be them and Heritage at the finish line, or even, or let's say if Gibbons were to get that rematch and potentially change the result this time, it could be them down the road too. So, yeah. But it, the six have clearly kind of separated themselves, I think, like you said, from everybody else, just because especially that top three of Central, Chaminade, and even St. Thomas, which is kind of, you know, it almost feels weird, like St. Thomas being a teeny bit under the radar compared to, you know, the other two powerhouses. Usually they're the front runner, the no question, but they're still in it. They're still the team, you know, still a team that's going to probably dominate. They have an obstacle themselves in their class with Orlando Edgewater kind of waiting there potentially at the finish line if that's how it breaks down. And then, of course, you know, you mentioned Miramar, you mentioned Ely, Dillard too, obviously is still a very talented team in that region that might make some noise. And in Homestead, of course, is another one that looks like a favorite. They're the top seed in that region too. So, I mean, those six have kind of separated, but at the same time, you kind of have that next tier of teams that aren't that far off. And it'll be interesting to see now in the playoffs how they kind of, maybe they can do something they couldn't do in the regular season, make an adjustment, and who knows, maybe pull off an upset or two.
No doubt. Andre Fernandez joining us from the Miami Herald. And Christopher Columbus, here's a team at the beginning of the year. A lot of people were looking at it as a second fiddle to Miami Palmetto because Palmetto really loaded up. They got a lot of these kids from all over, definitely Killian kids. And now both of them should win the opening round, and they'll be playing each other again in the second round. Talk about Columbus, because I think they're as well coached as you're going to get.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times we forget that they're a pretty complete team in terms of just having a little bit of the ingredients at every spot, offense, defense, special teams. I mean, heck, even the punter has blown us away this year of how good he is. But, you know, and they showed it in these last few games, especially even in defeat when they that Central game. I mean, to me, what they did in the second half against Central was showed something of just how they're very capable of facing that upper level competition and not only hanging with them, but even having a chance to win. I mean, if they avoid a turnover late or a couple turnovers late, they potentially steal that game. And that's saying something, because this Central team is stacked as they are. And, you know, that defense has a lot of D1 talent. Amir Foster is very good back there in the secondary. The guys up front, like TJ Capers and Dylan Stevenson and those guys too, those are high quality guys in the front seven. And then on offense, I mean, it's not like major names you'd hear, maybe five-star names at wide receiver, but they have solid kids like Jose Leon and guys like that have had great seasons. And Alberto Mendoza has done a tremendous job. He's emerged as one of the best quarterbacks, not only in this county, but statewide. And he conducts that thing perfectly. I mean, and then the running game with Cedric Irvin back there. I mean, it's a team that has, like I said, it just seems like they're complete and have, you know, maybe not uber superstar talent like some other teams do at every position, but they are solid at every position, and that is going to keep them in every game. And they're battle tested. You know, they've that Central game, they beat Northwestern, they beat Tampa Jesuit, so that's gonna be huge for them going into this postseason. But that Palmetto game, you're right. I mean, they were, people forget, Palmetto was up 10-7 at the half, and Palmetto does have talent. So, I mean, it is going to be, if it does happen, they get that rematch in the second round, they can't take it for granted.
Before I let you go, could Miramar be a dark horse? Do they have enough to beat Homestead? Do they have enough to hang with St. Thomas, or no?
I mean, I think it comes down to their offense. I think their defense is good enough to keep them in that game. Their defense is probably playing some of the best ball that they have that any team has, you know, in the second half of the year. And if you just look at the beginning, we were wondering because of the competition. They were beating a lot of under 500 teams, but then they go out and they shut out Western, and that was kind of like the statement to show that their defense is legit. But I think it comes down to can they score enough points against one of those powerhouses, and that's where I think it remains to be seen if they, you know, they're playing better now. They're executing a little bit better on that side of the ball, but can they do that against one of these extremely talented defenses like Aquinas or, you know, or even Homestead? Homestead was, you know, predicated on defense the way Coach Philip Simpson built that thing down there. They've added some weapons and become more explosive on offenses here, but, you know, at the core, that's their specialty. So that, I think that's what it comes down to. If they can complement that side of the football, that's worked so well for them.
Good stuff. Andre, thanks so much for stopping by. How do they follow you on social media?
You can follow me, Fernandez Andre C., and then follow our high school football show every week, Titletown, South Florida. That's on MiamiHerald.com and YouTube. And pretty soon we're going to put it as a podcast on Apple and Spotify, iTunes, all of that. So.
Good stuff. I'm proud of you, man. Thanks so much. Can't wait to see you guys again. And I was telling Joe Forstaro, we got to the guys got to hang out on the sideline and watch this great football. Man, thanks so much. Have a great night. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too. Thanks, Larry.
You too. Thanks, Larry.
Good job. Andre Fernandez, great guy. One of the great guys. You know, no matter what you call your car or why you're letting it go, AutoNation will buy it, and you don't have to buy one from them. They are paying top dollar right now. Any make, any model, car, truck, van, or SUV, AutoNation will buy it. It's super easy to get an appraisal. Just stop into one of their stores or appraise it yourself at AutoNation.com. The appraisal value you get is good for 7 days or 500 miles, whichever comes first. Best of all, you receive your payment right on the spot. So if you're ready to let your car go, AutoNation is ready to buy it. Visit your nearest AutoNation store or AutoNation.com and get top dollar for your vehicle today. All appraisals are subject to in-store verification, vehicle condition and mileage. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details. What drives you drives us at AutoNation and University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. You know, they're experts at treating athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.